Another high-profile mare foaled down during the week, this time Caulfield Cup winner Jamaica. She gave birth to her first foal this week at Crestfield Stud in the Hunter Valley, a foal by Impending. Cole McKenna is the owner of Jamaica. He's in Ireland at the moment. We'll talk more about why shortly. But firstly, congratulations, Cole, on the birth of Jamaica's first foal. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, well, particularly Janice, my wife, is the one that, and we all are. Yes, we had good news last night. We had a dinner in Ireland and in Dublin, and Lucille from Crestfield rang and said that she'd had a comp foal, which Janice obviously wants. Women always want girls, men want boys, so. This time I won, and he's a beautiful, big, strong colt, and she's a good mum, so all went well. And it's pretty, it's been a bit of a trip with her, as we all know. She was crooked, she was sick, and, thanks to Bill Guy or Rick Jamison and Kelly Silcombe in particular, I looked all the vets prior to that. Everybody's involved, and everybody has been thanked even today. But then the next phase in her life was Rick and Kelly. And Rick said, send her here, we'll let her down, we'll look after her, we'll get her in foal, blah, 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 blah. And I couldn't speak better of those people. I think they're fantastic people. And Janice and I will be forever thankful, because our mayor is pretty special. Who knows what happens as we go forward.
Yeah, that's right. So she's not had any health issues since retiring to stud, no. Cole?
No. She, a little bit odd, a couple of times she had a, just tied up a little bit. But no, she's perfect, 100% perfect. And that's why she wouldn't be in the Hunter Valley where she is now if she wasn't. But she was right, and she got up, she's foaled. And everything is 100%. And that's what it should be, but it doesn't always work out that way, does it?
No. So a colt has been delivered. Is the plan, Cole, to keep this horse and race it yourselves?
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, that's something we'll work out. Who knows? He's only less than 24 hours or about 24 hours old, so nobody knows. But everything's got to be commercial in my life, and sometimes, the women around us get a little bit sentimental. But as we go through the next 12 months, I would think he would be going on to be sold, because that's what it's about, particularly with colts. That's a commercial decision, isn't it? We've got her full brother, and he's about to kick off in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and. We bought him at the Magic Millions last year, or this year, just gone. And can't just get too many around you.
But, yeah. What's he been named, Cole?
He's going to be named, he is named Grand Slam. Obviously, it's a tennis name, as you'd know, because that's where she got her name from, Jamaica. And as everybody knows that story, with Serena Williams, second name, so we needed we tried for quite a few names, Sedgman and all these names, but anyway, we settled on Grand Slam. That was the only one we could get, because a lot of the others pretty popular.
And has the colt shown much yet?
Oh, he's going all right, yeah. I mean, you never know until they race, and if they race, but no, we're quite pleased at the moment with him, and he'll probably, at this moment, we feel he'll probably be in the early races, but look, you never know until they get on the track, and or more so until they go past the winning post first up. Is that right? That'll tell us if they've got ability or they haven't got ability. He's a big, strong colt, beautiful nature. So who knows? Who knows? But you've got to be very careful with that full brothers and full sisters, because usually they don't work out. But sometimes there's an exception, and we'll see if this is one.
Fingers crossed he does work out. So back to this colt that Jamaica's just had by Impending. Interesting, the decision to go to that particular Darley Stallion and put some speed into the pedigree there.
Well, he's a beautifully bred stallion, Impending, and I and Mel, because Mel still got a little share in her, which she wanted to leave, and we love our partners in our horses. So we decided to, myself, ask Rick, because he bred her, he also bred Black Caviar, so I think he's been pretty successful in breeding. And I asked him to have a look at the breeding and for us, and we all had our own opinions, and she was booked to go here and to go there and to go somewhere else. People said, go there, go there. We gave us three opinions. One of the stallions was in Queensland, one was in the Hunter, and the other one, he was the next, he was his third pick, which was his third match. And it sort of mapped pretty well because we didn't want to send her to the Hunter or Queensland after she had that issue with her health, until she had one foal, got it over and done with, and we'll go forward from there, you know. So that was why she went to Impending. I like Impending. He's a lovely stallion. I've got just quite a few knobs in him, and we like him. And Darlene's pretty good to us. So that was why she went there. And then this year, now she's in the Hunter at the moment because she'll be covered by Thundale.
A wise choice. He's on fire, isn't he?
He is on fire, yeah. And I mean, we don't always go for fashion, but that was another selection that probably I came up with myself. And as people know, I have Andy Magoff, that Godolphin man, but he gives me a lot of advice too. And Andy is quite happy. He doesn't push his staff, but they don't push their stallions. I mean, Janice and I make our own opinion on our mares, and that was the selection. And I ran it past Rick, and he said it's very, very good, a good match. So her mum's gone to, I believe her mum has gone, or a half sister. I thought her sister's gone to Dunville too. So you know he's using. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And now you're in Ireland at the moment, Cole, and for very good reason, which I'm sure will be of interest to our listeners this morning. You've got a share now in a horse by the name of Southern France, which has been supplemented for the International Irish St. Ledger at the Curra, which will be run today, our time there. Now, this four-year-old is set to have his last race in the care of Aidan O'Brien, and that was after being sold by Coolmore to you and a number of other people with the aim of setting the horse for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, well, that's, we come upon this horse just recently, and it's actually Darren Dance, Australian Thoroughbred, that saw the horse in the first place, and there's Darren and his team has still got a share, which is good, because yeah, these horses there's a fair bit of risk in them, and quite a bit of risk, quite a bit of money, quite a bit of risk, and doesn't hurt to. I like to share the risk, but we also like synergies. And he was set. He won the Derby trial, the St. Ledger trial, and then said, well, he'll be running on this tomorrow. Last year, and I said, well, give it this way. You see, a lot of we've had a bit of ups and downs in our life recently with losses and so forth, not in horses, but I mean, friends, a couple of friends have gone, and said, well, you only live once, so we'll go and see him run in the Group One at the Curra. And he's a lovely horse. I didn't lay eyes on him until yesterday. He'll go to Kieran when it comes to Melbourne, who was part also of the security. And we went down to Ballydore yesterday, and it's a wonderful place. You would have been there. A lot of people have been there. It's an unbelievable place. And, you know, you couldn't ask for a better, help or person, considerate person than Aidan O'Brien. Could not speak more highly of him. I did know Joseph, knew Aidan because he trained Merchant Navy for us, but I didn't know him that well. And I spent a fair bit of time yesterday, and this horse is he's a very good type. He's about, I think he might be third or fourth on the betting line for tomorrow, so he's in there with a chance. I don't know whether he's good enough, we'll find out, but our handicapper in Greg Carpenter and his team, they've got him in about, I think he's 55 and a half in the Nolan Cups. He's got enough weight. He's sitting about 8 or 9 or 10 or something on the list. So we just got to keep him together. I'd say at this present moment, you would say he's in the cup and we've got to get him there. He's a very, very nice horse. He's Galileo and a big, strong horse, 16, 2 3/4 or something like that. Love his big horse. But we'll see.
Yeah. Now, there's a number of other potential cup hopefuls as well running at the Curra this weekend. So it's going to be a smorgasbord of horses you'll be seeing.
Yeah. I'd say most of them will be coming forward. We didn't go to Macclestown today. We did watch it on TV and we were all, I was speaking to Hayden yesterday. He didn't talk about his horse. Their horses, but I mean, you know, we're just saying, well, you've got this one going, you've got that one going, and beautifully bred horses, and obviously Galileo's the star in the world, and particularly he's very, very strong in Ireland, and he had a daughter win the Group 1 today at Leopardstown, and I mean, these horses are hard to come by. It's only, they'll sell them at 3 and 4 year old, and they'll certainly won't sell them at 2 year old, generally. That's why we bought him, and that's why we're here. So we'll be back home tomorrow on Monday night. It's only a 4-day trip, but been here plenty of times before, and so I'm going to go work. I said to Janice, we'll go across and see a horse run. I don't know if there's many of the others here. I haven't had a chance because we only left home on the Thursday morning, and I haven't had a chance to talk. But I think there may be two other owners here, but we'll see. That's got to be shared in.
Be exciting if the horse could win.
Well, it would be, but even if he doesn't, as you know, Joe, if they don't win, they'll get their day in the sun. You've got to be there. And as a close, one negative, if he did win, he'd cop weight in the cup. So one positive, if he doesn't win, well, he probably gets in the cup at 55 and a half. So, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter to us. It'll be, it'll be God's, as Aidan said yesterday, it'll be God's will. And that's what it is. If he wins or if he doesn't win, then we're not going to complain. Okay.
Yeah. Well, all the best of luck, Cole, with the horse. And, again, congratulations on Jamaica's colt arriving this week, and all the best with the process now as she soon goes to visit Dundeal.
Yes. Well, that's what it's going to be about, isn't it? We're looking forward to it. And, it's a lottery in the racehorse business. It's all a lottery. And just go on quietly and do your own thing, and I think that sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. We've had a bit of luck, and I couldn't say we've ever had a bad luck in the race, and we've only just had a little bit of luck, and everything else has gone as it is, so we're happy. Okay?
Yeah. Fantastic to catch up with you, Cole. Enjoy Ireland and your dinner tonight. Thanks for taking some time out. I hope it's not getting cold.
Bad luck. Thank you. Good on you.
All right. All the best. That's Cole McKenna joining us from Ireland. He'll be attending the Irish St. Ledger meeting at the Curra later today, Australian time, to watch his horse Southern France go round, a horse that's now on a quest to come out for the Melbourne Cup.